الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, the hadith which I have recited before you is a very famous and well-known saying of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perhaps one of the most famous sayings of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat." Actions are judged by the intentions and motivation made for those action. Wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa. And each and every person will get what he intended. Allah will recompense him according to the intention that he makes for those deeds. This hadith, as I've said, is very significant. The ulama have termed it amongst Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami'ul Kalim means those sayings of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that despite its brevity, very short, but it consists of oceans of knowledge. And some ulama have even gone to the extent of saying that this hadith represents one third of deen. And there is no exaggeration in this, because they say our deeds are with regard to iman, a'mal, and ikhlas. Iman, faith, a'mal, deeds, and what is in our hearts. And that is the reason why many of the great scholars of hadith, like Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Baghawi rahmatullah alayhi, Sahib al-Mishkat, when they started off the compilation of hadith, they started off with this hadith. And many of the ulama have said that it is the most appropriate hadith to start off any compilation, because it checks your intention. Now, such is the significance of this hadith. Now, let us look at what is the meaning of this hadith. Firstly, it tells us the importance of intention. Before you do anything, check your intention. Today, we have a lack with regard to this in our practices. We don't form intention for our deeds. We don't know what motivates us to do something. We have no realization. Why are we doing something? Never mind routine matters of life like eating and drinking and going for a job, which we don't form intentions for. Even our good deeds, we don't form intentions for those good deeds. And the ulama have said that if we do not form intentions for our good deeds, the full reward and the full benefits cannot be achieved. Like, for example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given many rewards for making wudu. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Make your wudu correctly and make it that the wudu, your water, reaches all the parts of the body that is supposed to be reached. Because I will recognize you on the day of Qiyamah because of your wudu." Subhanallah. I will recognize you on the day of Qiyamah through the means of your wudu. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was telling the Sahaba, "I will recognize you and I will search for you." Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, how are you going to search for us? How are you going to distinguish us from other ummats?" So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave them an example. Just take for example, in a valley there is full of black horses. And there is one white horse amongst those black horses. Or there is a speck of white amongst all black horses. Would a person be able to detect that horse? Sahaba said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, they will be able to detect it." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a similar manner, "I would be able to make you out because of the nur that will emanate from those parts of the body in which you used to wash at the time of wudu." But those rewards, our ulama say, will only come if you make intention before wudu. What are you making wudu for? If you make your wudu without intention, the ulama say it will be sufficient for you to perform your salat with. your salat would be correct, but the full benefit and reward you would not get if you do not make intention. So intention is such an important thing. From the Islamic perspective, our ulama further tell us that actions can fall into one of three categories. One is ibadat, like salat, zakat, hajj, roza, etc., fasting, etc., which we know is known as ibadat and acts of devotion. The second type of deeds is what is known as mundane acts that normally is carried out by all peoples, believers and disbelievers. Things like eating, going for a job, going to earn your risk, your sustenance and your provision. There's a second type of deed. The third type of deed is prohibited deeds. Those deeds which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, which are haram. The ulama tell us that intentions have different implication for each and every one of these three types of categories of deeds which I have outlined. The most direct implication of this hadith is to the first category, which is the deeds of devotion, like salat, zakat, fasting, etc. We will go on to make mention with regard to it. With regard to the second category of deeds, which is mundane acts, the ulama tell us our intentions have a potential of turning them into acts of worship. A lot of people are going out to go and seek risk, go and seek provisions and sustenance for themselves and for their family. Many people are out there going out for job, believers and disbelievers, pious and impious, vice and virtue. Everyone is doing it. Go 6 o'clock on the road or 7 o'clock. Everyone is going in one particular direction. They're going out towards their job. They're going out towards their work. But if a person does something and is going out because Allah has made it compulsory upon him to earn halal risk for himself and his family members, now the apparent deed between him and a disbeliever is the same. Both of them are going out for a job. Both of them are going out to seek provision. But the person who is doing it because this is a responsibility imposed upon me by Allah, which Allah has told me, seek a halal risk, there's a gulf of the heavens and earth between his intention, his outlook, and the outlook of a person who is just going to earn wealth. Everyone goes and eat. Some eat because they enjoy it. Some eat because they have to do it to live. And someone does it because if I go and eat, I will earn strength. I will gain strength. That strength, I would be able to utilize it in devoting myself to the worship of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, we can turn our mundane acts, acts which are routinely carried out, into acts of worship. We can turn mere dust into gold only through the means of intention. There's a third category of deed, and that category of deed is the haram acts. Now, with regard to this particular deed, this hadith sometimes is invoked in a twisted manner. Good intention does not correct an evil deed. Remember this. Many a times people say, tell you, you did wrong, yeah, but my intention was correct. We, in Islamic perspective, the end justifies the mean is not sanctioned. We can't say my intention was correct, therefore my deed will be correct because of my intention, irrespective if my deed is not correct. That doesn't work. You can't go and steal people's money to say, I'm going to give it to the poor. It's wrong. Even if your intention is good. So many a times people invoke this hadith in a twisted manner. My intention was right. Therefore, if my intention is right, I can go and do anything, irrespective of the deed I'm doing. No, in Islam, your intention must be correct. The end must be correct, and the means also must be correct. Your intention must be correct, the deed must be correct, the motivation must be correct. You know, someone one day saw a bird, and he saw a bird with a huge beak, and he felt pity for this bird. He said, how can this bird eat with such a huge beak? How is he going to eat? So he said what he did, he cut off the beak. When he cut off the beak, that particular bird needed that long beak to go and search for nuts and for fruits through the means of its long beak. Its risk depended upon that. Now that person also did it in good intention. But what he did, that particular bird after a few days died, despite his good intention. So intention doesn't make a wrong deed correct. However, our intention is very, very important. Give you some examples with regard to it. My Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Idris Mirti Rahmatullah Ali, taught us Sahih Muslim and Jalalain Sharif. He wrote a commentary of Riyadhus Salihin in Urdu, in the Urdu language. And there he says, even before you go to the aspect of intention and doing things for the sake of Allah, nek niyati ek mustaqil ibadatah. He said to form an intention for your deeds is a separate good deed in itself. Today we don't make intentions. And then he gave similar examples. One hadith, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, we were coming back from Ghazwa Tabuk. We were coming back from the expedition of Tabuk. And Nabi Karim s.a.w. said, مَا سَلَكْنَا شُعْبَوْا وَلَا وَادِيًا إِلَّا وَهُمْ مَعَنَا حَبِسَهُمُ الْعُذُرُ. There are people in Medina Sharif who haven't joined us in our expedition, but you don't cross any valley, any mountain, they get the same reward that you get. They couldn't make it because of some valid reason, but they wanted, the intention was they wanted to come to this expedition. They couldn't come because of a valid reason. Every valley you cross, every mountain you pass, they will get the same reward because of the intention that they wanted to join this expedition. Subhanallah. In another hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, I heard him quoting this hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The niyat of a believer is even better than his actions. What did he say? The niyat of a mu'min, the intention of a believer, sometimes is even better than his actions. The ulama give the interpretation of this hadith. It means, sometimes you can only do one deed. The deed is one. The intention for it can be many, many. And every intention you make, Allah will reward you for it. You going to the masjid from your home for Maghrib Salat, that is one intention. I'm going from my home to the masjid to perform Maghrib Salat. One action. But look at the different intentions you can make. I'm going to perform Salat with Jamaat. I'm going to go and make salam to the Muslims who I meet on the way and in the masjid. I'm going to find out the welfare of my Muslim brothers. If there is anyone in need, I'm going to try and assist him. If there is anyone in need of consolation, I'm going to console him. If there is anyone in need of sympathy, I'm going to sympathize with him. I'm going to go, if I see anything wrong, I'm going to attract the attention of the person towards it wrong. I'm going to encourage people to do good. Wallah, the deed is only one. But Allah will reward you for every action, every intention that you make to go for that one deed. Subhanallah. You go out for the job. You can only go once. You're going once out. But forever you can make different intentions. I'm going to go and perform because Allah had said that to earn halal risk is a religious obligation. Allah had said I must go and earn halal risk for my family. I'm going to go and show the honesty Islam teaches in the marketplace. I'm going to show it. I'm going to be compassionate to the people who I meet. For every intention you make, Allah will give you a separate reward. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The niyat of a believer is better than his actions. Then the second portion of the hadith. First is the importance of intention. The second thing is, وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Each and every person will get the reward according to his intention. The hadith further goes on to make mention, and I think it's very important to understand the whole hadith. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continued, said, if you are migrating, at that time migration and hijrat was a distinguishing mark of faith and iman. You had to migrate from Makkah to Medina to be a believer. It was a sign of belief. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you make your hijrat for the sake of Allah and His Rasul, your hijrat will be for the sake of Allah and His Rasul. Allah will reward you accordingly. But if you migrate only for the sake of dunya, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَىٰ دُنْيَا يُسِيبُهَا. Whoever makes a hijrat for the sake of dunya, Allah will give him dunya. But he won't get reward for his deeds. أَوِ امْرَأَتِ يَتَزَوَّجُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَىٰ مَا أَجْرَ إِلَيْهِ. And if you are making hijrat to get married to someone in another country, that will be your intention, that will be your motivation. You will not get reward for it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul. Then, so therefore it shows Allah evaluates people's deed according to the intentions behind them. Our acts of virtue, therefore, because of this, should be solely for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, it is normal that we each and every one wants some reward for deeds. We want rewards, we like rewards. You and I, we like, especially, you know, many of us today, we like freebies. Something comes free, We will travel 20 kilometers, pay the petrol to go and get something for free, which is 10 rand. That is the reality with regard to it. You know, if you see, I'm not just quoting quote, just for the sake of humor, not for the in reality. If you see an Indian Muslim running somewhere, you know there's a sale somewhere. That's the situation. We all like sales, we all like. Allah also has taken this into account. Allah said, instead of hiding our desire for reward behind high-sounding phrases, each and everyone likes rewards, Allah teaches us to be true to ourselves. Allah says, seek a reward. Say, I want something, but don't take it from human beings. Human being is not dependent at all. Today he will give you something, tomorrow he will hamrawa you. Today he will give you something, tomorrow he will remind you, I gave you this and this. It is never sincere. Very seldom it is sincere. It is sincere sometimes, but many a times he'll give you something, next day he will remind you. So Allah says, don't be true to yourself. Say, I want rewards. But don't take that rewards from human being. Take it from Allah. And that is what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam told the people. Look at the Holy Quran. Ya qawmi la as'alukum alayhi ajra in ajriya illa ala Allah. Oh my tribe, I don't ask you for any reward. You can't give me reward. My reward is with Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask for your rewards. Because we are inherent, we like rewards. But don't ask it from human being. Ask it from Allah. No one can give it to you better than Allah. And Allah is most dependable. Inna Allaha la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsineen. Allah will never allow anyone's effort to go by waste. But Allah is more generous than any human being. And He will definitely give you. So Allah says, be true to yourself. Ask for rewards. You like rewards, get it. But don't get it from human being. Now this puts a further onus upon us. That whatever we do should be for the sake of Allah. If you want it from Allah, if you want rewards from Almighty Allah, then you got to do it for Allah's sake.